Just a new record. I got myself a new card in there as well.
Did we get a new intro?
No, a new SD card.
Oh, yeah, I have a new intro.
No.
All we do is lie to these people.
We do.
We say, oh, we'll have a new song next week.
I'll tell you what we won't have this week is sleep.
Yeah, it is currently 10 to 12 on Thursday. And
we've been up since 4 o'clock after I shook you awake in a hotel in Liverpool.
You did. You shook me awake at 4 o'clock in the morning, even though we didn't have to get up till 6:30. Cullen panicked. Panic alarm from an alarm that went off the night before. He woke me up. And then 2 minutes later, I heard Cullen. And I was still wide awake with the absolute just... Oh, my heart racing, adrenaline rushing through my body, and Cullen.
I shook both. The gentleman called Barry was in the room with us. Now, room is just about a generous term that I would use for the hotel that you booked us, Pat.
Listen, I booked a room close to the thing so we could get an extra few minutes in bed.
So you thought.
so I thought. Did you woke me up? But yeah, room went into the room and they went, oh, what room are you in? And I was like, she was like, oh, you're in 01. 01.
That doesn't sound good. You're going to be getting a zero at the start.
I was like, right, okay.
Ground floor, maybe.
So I was like, right, 01. And she goes, just go there, turn right and go down the stairs. I was like, oh, we're in a basement. And she went, yes. I said, a sex dungeon. I said to her face and she went, yeah. Just give me a, yeah. So this is in Liverpool, by the way.
It was a bed that had a bed in, it was a room that had a bed in the corridor.
There was a bed in the corridor, a single bed. That was my bed, turned out.
Yeah, a double bed, which I got.
You got it. Nicely enough. You had to pay an extra few quid.
And then a single bed as well, but they were very...
No windows.
No windows. And then it was an air conditioning unit that was pumping out heat all night.
Yes, and I was wondering why I was sweating. I got up in the morning, why am I sweating?
There was a big hole in the floor that was just covered over by linoleum.
It was like they were told, we have 40 minutes or 60 minutes and you've
and
got...
a 600 euro budget.
£60 of a budget. There wasn't even 600 euro.
Don't Mr. Price for yourself there and get some tools.
It was like Mr. Bean, you know, when he put the dynamite into the paint and just lit it and exploded. Along them lines of decoration, horrible. I'm waiting. They took a 50 euro deposit for breakages. So I'm waiting for that to come back before I leave my Google review, just in case they hold on to it.
Was it a booking.com affair?
It was booking.com.
Yeah.
Not going to say where it was. Printworks!
Did you check the old reviews before?
Great reviews.
Probably the other ones were good. Just the basement.
They were good. See, they didn't know. When there was plasterboard in the hallway when we came in, we were like...
I could see as well they recently painted parts of the wall because they were different colours to the... They must have been putting down an old primer over some of the areas.
I'd say the only reason they were painting not so long ago was to get rid of the smell of shit.
Yeah, there was a smell of sewage in the hallway, right?
What a booking!
They need Peter Andre's 60-minute makeover. That's what they need. Have you seen it?
I never watched Peter... I've actually seen a picture... I think your brother sent me on a video of Peter Andre walking with a hammer, swinging a hammer, for some reason.
But it's very funny. This show has been running for like 20 years, but now he's taken it over and they've called it now. It was called 60 Minute Makeovers. Now it's like Peter Andre's 60 Minute Makeovers. And he just goes along.
Is he a producer now in it?
Probably, yeah. It must have. And he goes along and it's like, you know, little Jimmy's got autism and they're changing his room to me, but more friendly for him. Like, you know, it's great. But all the people there are trying to get rid... All the actual workers are doing everything they can to get rid of poor old Peter Andre. And he's a lovely fella. And he's got great intentions. But they're like giving him busy work. You know, like he would a child.
Peter, we need some screws from B&Q. Can you head down there?
B&Q. You know, I don't know why he sounds like Michael Jackson all of a sudden. Like, you know,
So send him off in stupid jobs.
And then like, you know, we need you to paint these boxes. And then like...
Oh, you know for a fact, they're putting a bit of MDF over the radiator. You just know it. They're putting a bit of MDF over there. As you can see, we've hidden the radiator. Not looking great. With this now, he can now put all his toys on top of the radiator.
There's nails
but also,
everywhere.
You're holding in all the heat and there's not enough ventilation for the room. And that MDF is going to warp it in a month.
You can see his eyes getting bigger every time he sees some sort of like thing that he knows he shouldn't touch, like a nail gun or something. Like,
oh,
you know?
Peter,
yeah. I'm just saying that Peter does like, you know, but then you kind of go... Okay, they're going to let him have one go.
Okay.
Into a wall.
Peter, we need to put these boxes together. Same again. Yeah. Put the boxes. Oh,
we need you to do the recycling.
We need you. send him off in another stupid job. But every show in the 90s, or late 90s and early, like, yeah, it was all early 90s, really, was there was Smiley, Smiley, Carol Smiley, if you don't remember her.
Yeah, the greatest one of them all is the Makeover Home Edition. What was that called?
The American one?
Yeah, the American
Move one. That bus!
Ty something or other was his name, wasn't it? He was kind of...
Yeah.
He had the big but American hitting him.
But it seems like these American ones, they're all timber frame. They bang it up in 20 minutes.
The whole neighborhood's helping out.
Yeah.
Getting the garden ready at the front and then they bring him through. I love when they get them wrong, though. It has happened.
They had one where you see that one I was on about changing rooms with Carl Smiley. They actually messed up one. If you look it up, you should be able to find it. Just look up changing rooms. But a woman started crying because they used to bring the neighbors in to help to do it up. And they just ruined the whole thing. Or I've seen another one where they put all their collectible glass on a shelf they made that was suspended by rope from the ceiling.
Asta.
100%.
That was set up.
No, it wasn't. Because they didn't show it falling. If they wanted to set up, they would show it falling. Oh, yeah. They literally went, it collapsed and we've lost everything.
What was that on? Was that BBC or ITV?
Every channel had one. Ireland has them. Ireland had them a couple of weeks ago. Or your man
trying to put big open windows into kitchens. What's his name again? Dermot Bannon. You know what this needs?
Dermot Window?
Skylight. Skylight. Large sliding door windows.
As you can see, we're open onto this lovely beach. It's a nudist beach, but...
arse is up against the window.
But he loves a bit of glass. Not a fan.
It's the big glass industry are pushing him towards it, to be fair. Big glass.
Dermot Bannon is bought by big glass.
Big glass is making Senator,
Senator Window.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm calling him out. Senator
Window. You know what you're up to. Big glass.
Like, you know, if you can push him for the triple glaze, Dermot, that'd be great.
I know, yeah.
Do you mind the double glaze?
What we want is we want that double frame with the old perfect pearl white exterior.
If you could put an old, what was it?
It's got a helium internal air helium seal.
Helium. To put helium between window panes.
And helium internal seal.
Yeah. Tilt and turn windows.
Holds back up to 35% more heat and less moisture. These do not have condensation. You're right. Right. Yeah. Right, sounds good. Sounds good.
Is that Dermot selling him, is he?
It is, yeah. That's them selling it to Dermot. Oh, yeah. And Dermot's in the back of the van. We'll let your children go if you just get those windows. So Dermot's like, I'll sell them. I'll sell those windows. And you know what this place needs? Skylight. Skylight. Senator Windows. They're great.
Good but this man, is where Dermot. I develop.
Keep it going. They're in his ear. They've got a little thing in his ear. And he's like, do what you said now. Do what you said.
But Dermot, this is where I develop my my film for my photos. No, you need a window. Just put in the windows.
But this is where we're going to put the dark room. No,
just
no,
do
no.
It.
No, we're changing it. Daddy. Don't hurt my son. Don't hurt him. I don't know why it's turned into a Mel Gibson movie now all of a sudden. Like, you know, give me back my son.
Dermot Bannon in Ransom for Windows.
There's a better name there.
Pain. Something with pain, with P-A-N-E.
Shattered glass.
No pain, no
shattered
gain.
Shattered family.
No pain, no gain, but it's pain, P-A-N-E, like a pane of glass. No pain, no gain.
I don't know, mine's better. It's got more, see? It's got a more drama. Shattered.
But if they do, no, if he sells no pains, there's going to be no gains for him. Don't get to see his kids.
It sounds a bit too funny. It's too funny.
No pain, no gain.
There's already a film called Pain and Gain.
Is there?
Is, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give you two. You must know who's in it.
What?
Pain and Gain.
No.
It's about two bodybuilders. It was a true story.
Oh, Arnie. No.
Yeah, it was a true story, but well, a fictionalized version of a true story about two fellas who kidnapped a fellow who owned his wife.
Do I have to throw the word allegedly in here?
Yeah, allegedly. But no, they did it. They went to prison. So two actors have played these guys. One of them is a well-known actor who would be very well built. Okay. And the other one is an actor. And this is only about maybe 10 years ago. Another one is an actor who does well for himself. No. The Rock.
Okay.
And Mark Wahlberg.
All right.
Yeah, I can't believe you've never seen it. I was trying to set you up there, but you were...
You've lost it as soon as you say The Rock. If anybody says, oh, this is a new movie. Have you watched this movie? Who's in it? The Rock.
Oh, I've seen it already 5,000 times. It's the same movie.
Same movie. and The Rock playing the same character in every single movie. He does.
Yeah.
When does he play somebody different?
A long time ago.
Was it the one where he's a fairy, Tooth Fairy one? He was still that big.
He was still The Rock.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Jumanji, he was the same. The riverboat thingy was the same. What was that called again? Disney's.
I don't know.
Riverboat themes. It was
all right.
I thought that was okay.
What's her name's in it?
Emily Blunt.
Yeah, everything for her. She's nice. She's a lovely lady.
English accent, is it?
It maybe could be.
I think we found your kink.
Oh my God. My wife's got an English accent. Oh my, maybe that's it.
It's all coming together.
I love English accent.
You're just ringing random numbers in the UK. Sitting there, it's your shorts. And then you get a bad when you get a Birmingham accident.
Yeah. Can you tell me, can you say the word water?
Water.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, Mary. Thank you for contacting British Water. Oh,
Jesus. Boop. Peace off, Colius.
Your number's permanently bad. Your night off.
I'm going to have to swap this very... And by the way, this podcast is going to be very short.
It's
going to be
30, under pressure.
30 minutes. We got to get somebody...
We're not going to be naming shops in this one. It was brought up earlier on by another person who's listened to the podcast.
He's going to listen to this one.
He's going to be like, you didn't name out any shops. Of course we didn't. That was just what happened. You see, these things happen. We leave the flow. We leave it happen. We're jazz music of podcasts.
I'm just going to say...
We're scatting. Skitty bop, skitty bop, name a shop. Skibbity bop, Spank Savers.
But you gotta go, skibbity bop, name a shop.
Skitty bop, name a shop.
That should be a new one. Here every we go. Week.
Skitty bop, name a shop.
Spank Savers.
You got a new one. Skitty bop, name another shop.
Spar.
That's not Wilton. I suppose you named a shop.
You just didn't specify.
Go on, throw one at me.
No, because I'll...
Skitty bop, name a shop.
No, please. But I'll have to wait because I can't just throw it willy-nilly. Skitty bop, name a shop.
Holland and Barrett.
You actually struggled. And I gave it to you. You were ready to go. You threw a fact at me today and it blew my mind.
I don't remember talking to you at all today.
You were very...
Oh, yeah, we were on the train together. Go on.
Yes.
What's the fact?
You said about an actor. This is a bit of trivia for the people at home. An actor who's been killed by the Terminator... The Predator and Alien. So there's been an actor who's been killed by all three of them.
He's now also been killed as well.
He's dead.
He's dead. Well, he wasn't actually killed.
No.
He
died.
Very sad. Yeah. Great actor and director too.
But he's dead.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah. I was going to give him clues. Like, no, he ruined it all.
Not at all. He was in Predator 2. He was Danny Glover's partner. He was in Terminator 1, and he was
just called Terminator.
He was a street rat. And then he was Game Over Man. In Aliens.
Yeah, and then that put me onto the movie True Lies, which I downloaded onto my phone, which I will watch soon. Your homework this week, people, is to watch the movie True Lies. It is about 2.5 hours.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
20 minutes. It's a long movie.
But it's a classic. It's a 90s classic. It is a
very good movie.
Misunderstood when it came out. It got absolutely panned by critics. And later on, even Empire Magazine published a list of 50 movies they would like to apologize for reviewing poorly. And that was on it. Two films from that time period with Arnold Schwarzenegger were on the list. And the other one was the one where
Kindergarten Cop?
No, the one where he came back out of the screen with the kid.
Oh,
Last Action Hero. Yes. They panned it and then they came back and they were like, we didn't actually realize how good that was at the time. We misunderstood it. A couple of other films that made it were like Hudson Hawk, that Bruce Willis.
I remember
that. It was a very strange movie.
He was a thief. Yeah.
And he used to do heists.
Where I actually didn't mind that movie when it came out.
Yeah, it was fine.
I remember him on his belly on a trolley, but yes. Was he whistling or
something? No. They used to say how long it would take them to rob this place. So they say the two of them would chat and they'd be like, you know, 3 minutes 30? No. 3 minutes 40. But each song they would have, they'd sing a song and they knew that song was 3 minutes and 30 seconds. So they used to sing, would you like to sing on a star? And moonbeams home in a jar. I'll be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on its face. And then
I haven't
going
seen
around
that since it came out.
Good show. It is weird.
On the VHS.
It is very weird.
So yeah, but I thought of a thing that we should do next week, which
on Two More Idiots,
where I'm going to ask you a question, but we're going to have to do our homework because I know you're very much an 80s child.
Yes, but I'm a 90s teen.
We're going to have to decide if we had to get rid of either the 80s as a whole or the 90s as a whole.
Goodbye, 90s. Good luck. All right, here we go. Moving on. Next week, done. We're right.
90s has got some great stuff in it.
It does. I'm only joking.
All I have to say is Backstreet Boys, and I know you'll turn straight away. You are
my fire.
See? Set you off straight away. Imagine not having the Backstreet Boys.
Never gonna give.
What year was that?
Give you up. 87. I'm gonna go.
So I think next week.
Final answer, 87. Doom, doom, doom. You had £32,000. You now have £64,000. Now I'm going to hand you that check here, and you're going to hold it in your hand. You can take the 64.
There's the hold the check.
We can take it back and rip it right off.
Imagine if I was like, oh no, I've only got Revolut. I can't cash the check.
Here, listen, you might near this because the revenue we're looking at me there.
Any chance to take a bit of cash, right?
You were on the show, and now we're going to have to get rid of the show because you are being wanted by the revenue. What was his name? Chris Tarrant.
I've yet to watch that documentary about that whole saga thing about it.
Oh, the coffin thing.
Show. Yeah. I haven't watched
that. I saw the dramatized one of it. It was good.
Yeah, that's what I want to watch, that thing.
All right.
Yes, it's good. Yeah. And
I
also,
think the guy who went into Succession afterwards, the kind of baldy, the son. Was he the son? No, he was the husband of your one in Succession. I think he was one of the main actors in it.
Oh, yes, if I'm
not mistaken.
Yes.
I think he was.
Yes.
He's brilliant at playing that kind of dumb character who's also kind of also not dumb.
He was in Deadpool 2, that guy.
Yes, Deadpool 3.
Yes.
He was the time... something or other, controlled freak.
Can't remember what it was called and that. What else was I going to say to you? Two of us are so tired.
Very tired. We got a train today. We were flying. They were late.
Was literally planes, trains, and automobiles.
We got taxis yesterday. We went to the Liverpool game last night. That's where we were. Wasn't the most exhilarating of matches, but unless we got the win, that's all that matters. And yeah, I was also showing you pictures of Shania Twain. Have you seen what she recently... I know what she looks like because I sent you pictures of her. But she's completely different now.
She's changed her face.
She's changed everything. Her hair. She doesn't even sound like her.
She's just not... I don't... Like, people are getting work done, right? Why do they have to go to the extremes? Like, she's not poor.
She's not poor looking either, to be fair. Whatever way she stayed, she was.
But, like, I don't know. I say it every time. You got Elizabeth Hurley, another English accent. Jeez, I'm not painting myself well here. It's all brunettes with English accents.
What did she say? She was in Austin Powers 1. She was like, Austin, come lie in the bed with me here. Remember? She was like, you know, yes. She said something like that to him, and everyone was like, you know, oh.
She's 58 now.
58 years old.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Shania, take a leaf out of Elizabeth.
Yeah, do. In fairness, she's doing well. And Elizabeth Hurley actually put up a picture of herself and Patsy Kensit. Do you remember Patsy Kensit?
Yeah. Yeah. She fairing?
From them. Yeah, they're both looking very well for themselves. And they put up a picture of them. like from 40 years ago of when they first worked together as models. When they were like 18 years of age. And they said, 40 years apart. And you're like, fair play to you women. They're looking well for yourselves. But some people
just about their looks, I suppose.
It's not, but some people are like, she's still on Instagram. She's pushing loads of business stuff. She's doing well. She's doing a lot of stuff with her son at the moment.
And daughters, isn't she? She's pushing out her daughter or the son.
I'm sure she did push out her daughter at some stage. I'm sure she pushed out her daughter.
Yeah. Speaking of getting pushed out of something.
How are you going to segue this?
I don't know. But a fella got pushed out of his Starlink.
There you go.
No, he didn't get pushed out. He got nudged. So he brought his own Starlink internet connection.
So Starlink is the internet connection from the makers of Tesla and SpaceX.
Comes Starlink.
So basically it's the broadband option that basically works off of satellites.
This guy brought it on a cruise ship with himself because he didn't want to pay the like $20 a day to use the internet on board, which only gets you like 1 megabyte of download speed, which is about enough to check emails, but not even enough to stream a show or anything like that.
Yeah.
But he brought his own thing. And then
stick it out in his balcony, I'm guessing.
Put it on his balcony, yeah. And then what he did is he uploaded a video of himself showing that he had his Starlink online, and because he had a big following, it eventually came back to the captain. The captain ordered the people on board the ship, the people, the security, to go down and take it away from him under the guise that they were like, it could interfere with navigation stuff and everything. So your man was like, what? Couldn't believe it. Was trying to kind of convince them not to. They said if they'd written new terms and conditions literally on board. And then he went upstairs.
Allegedly.
Then he was walking around upstairs and he saw 3 Starlinks on the back of the ship. That's what they were using anyway to distribute internet amongst everyone on the ship. So they were kind of already there. So another Starlink would have made no difference.
Except the $20 in her pocket if everybody starts bringing Starlink with them.
Yeah, that's what they were looking for. They probably make more money from the internet than they do off even the drink on board, which is all-inclusive.
All-inclusive. So how many people need the internet? And they'd be like, $20 and you get you get 5 gigs
of download.
Yeah.
5 megabytes.
5 megabytes.
It's enough to send 8 WhatsApp messages. You're hoping to God no one sends you a picture.
So I told you that about me abroad and I bringing a box to watch stuff.
Give me the map, name a shop.
Brett on wall. Brett.
Brett. Or the English. Go on,
we were in the airport today, I saw it.
Go on, say it. Finish off your story. Someone out there is going to go skibbity bop name a shop to us.
I know, I've been walking down the street. I've been packing my bags in Aldi. Skibbity bop name a shop. Aldi. I'm here.
It was an easy one.
But yeah, but I was on the internet and this thing and it was awful. It was just like, dude, where? Same thing. When I was on holidays last year. But it was literally 1 meg.
Oh, God. Why even bother?
It rained for 5 days while we were there with 2 kids. You got to stream shows. There's not much you can really do when you're in a hotel room that's just pissing rain.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't work hotspotting off my phone and eventually went through my roaming data. Roaming data. Why is that still a thing, lads?
Do you know what really annoys me, right? When a hotel gives you free Wi-Fi, great, or whatever it is, a hotel, restaurant, shopping center, no matter what it is.
Fine,
airport.
Have my email address.
Yes, I'll do it. But then they go, you've got 5 minutes to now validate your email address. So in 5 minutes time, if you haven't validated the email address, the internet gets cut off. And then they log your IP or your MAC address. And the next time you pretend to put in another fake email, it goes, oh no, you've already registered. We're using this one. You have to go and validate that email address.
They're on to us.
You're like, just feck off. I'm only here for 15 minutes.
They need your data. That's all they want. Isn't it so strange now that that's worth more than anything now for all these people? Like
data.
We are all...
What nappies am I buying? How often am I buying...
Call your kids are wearing nappies. You know, like, why are you buying nappies?
I'm just saying the random things that they would want to know about. Like, you know, like what brand of nappies are more, what time of the day are nappies being sold? I always love that thing about the beer and the nappies thing. Do you ever hear that? So again, it's technically not true. It might be true. It might be in the folklore of the whole business and marketing lure.
Okay.
Is that a lot of these kind of like convenience stores in America would notice that it was men at nighttime buying nappies either on their way home or with their their partner would have said, "Oh, we need nappies.
Grab naps. Grab
to the store and get nappies." Yeah, yeah. So what they did is they would start to notice that if they put beer at the end of the aisle where the nappies were, so if they that they would buy a six pack, they had sold more beer at that time of the day or in that area.
He knew he wasn't getting any sleep, so he might have a beer when I go home.
Yeah. So then, but again, it's true. Yeah, it is. Or maybe
I believe that would be true. Yeah.
So that people were buying, so they found out that they could sell more beer by just putting the beer at the end, you know, the end cap is what they call it.
That's the same thing with the whole chicken at the end inside.
Where?
The chicken in the milk. In the.
Oh, yeah, they were loss leaders, wasn't it? That's what they were referred to before.
Yeah, so chicken, if you're going, you're bringing chicken, cooked chicken for a fiver, but you're not just going to get the chicken.
You're not going in for
and you're
going
to go, you know what? Will I make the chicken rolls? We get some baguettes. We get the ones you cook in the oven.
And then you need good cheese.
Oh, yeah, we get some cheese. So, do we have butter? Do we butter all?
Grab a small Dairy Gold.
Yeah. Oh, do we need the spreadable stuff? We get the spreadable stuff.
Low. It spreads better.
The fella getting the low butter in their breakfast rolls. I just always laugh. Can I get the low butter? Can I get the low butter?
And then six sausages.
Six sausages, two black pudding, four rashes.
Hash brown. I remember when hash brown was there very fast. Remember? Yeah. No.
Give me the back, name a shop.
Oh, Centra.
Yeah, it was an easy one. We're already
because we're on Modelli's.
In our head, we were already in Centra. You and me, Centra. Yeah, I was too. Doesn't that say a lot? Well done, Centra. There, marketing's working.
But I'm amazed that I was shocked that they don't do chicken fillet rolls anywhere else
in the world.
Well, England, you don't do chicken fillet rolls.
You don't do chicken fillet rolls,
but they don't.
Their meal deal though has what with it?
Water.
What did you say? The meal deal has water.
They love an old meal deal, don't they?
It's after breaking into the psyche.
WH Smith's, Tesco, they love an old...
Boots. Boots are in on it.
Yeah. Why are Boots selling sandwiches?
Why wouldn't they?
They're a chemist.
They're all becoming the same. If you literally just put Boots and...
Tesco's.
Not even Tesco's. If you put Boots and WH Smith's together, why would it be any...
Are they owned by the same people?
Probably are. They probably are.
Big Pharma.
big windows, the big glass crotch.
The talk is that Boots are owned by Walgreens now. Is it kind of or an American company or CVC, whichever? I think it's Walgreens. I think or maybe it's CVC. They're a big chain of pharmacy or drugstores, as they call it over drugstores, and they're supposedly closing down a lot of shops over here as well. Boots are going to be closing up. Not the actual, like, not the franchise. The franchise is going to stay up, but they're going to close their least profitable shops. Like, I think they're looking to, as all things go in the world of...
Speaking of closing down franchises, did you hear the news in Dublin?
This is what we were supposed to talk about last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah, Wagamamas.
Yeah.
Waggas.
They closed two stores now.
They've still got one open, I think.
They were like, they couldn't come to an agreement with the UK... Wagamamas.
I'm pretty sure you and me can come to an agreement with the UK.
We'll do whatever you want.
We'll open a Waggis.
We'll do whatever you want.
We won't call it Waggis, I pray, I swear to you. Go for a cheeky Waggis.
Don't think we're allowed to say that either.
They don't own the cheeky Nando's, do
they? Oh, I'm going to London Saturday. I'm going to go get a Wagamamas.
We could have got it in... I know you wouldn't have enough time, really, in Liverpool.
No, we wouldn't have.
Mm. It's not the same...
Still nice stuff.
Tis, yeah.
See ya, Brent Cross Wagamamas on Saturday.
So if people want to, we're going to have an old funding campaign there on Kickstarter to get us some backing money to open up our own Waggis back.
I'll be honest, one or two people came back to me with the katsu curry and it's just not the same. I don't want it. It's just not the same.
So it's the Press Up Group in Dublin have that. They have a lot of different bars and clubs and stuff like that. They tried to get into Cork. I think they're gone now. They'd gone into three or four kind of establishments and they'd tried to get their brand onto Cork, but I think Cork people just
did you see that
like that whole Dublin.
The government didn't bring in the 9% VAT.
I did. Controversial.
Not good.
Yeah, it's not looking good. And Jackie Lennox's is closing.
Why aren't we talking about that? We're 1 minute to go.
1 minute to go.
So Jackie Lennox is closing.
6th of October.
Is that when it's closing?
There was a 2.5 hour wait for chips today.
Hold up. 6th of October. Will I get one more quiz in over there next to them?
You won't. I won't. It's done. Oh. It's done. But yeah.
People looking in the windows now thinking that they're like, it's just ghosts inside the karaoke pods. They're like, why is there chatting coming from here?
Hey, look, we reached 30 minutes. We did it. We actually managed to get this done. It's amazing.
It's a short one.
Just enough to get you on the drive home.
Skibidi bop, name a shop.
Ah, boots.
Ah, that's terrible.
With the fur.
That's what I heard in my head before you said it. You know that, don't you?
Looking at her.
Go on, skibidi bop, name a shop.
Oh, that... W.H. Smith, all these songs.
First, just the song. I was hoping you'd throw something that was unusual.
Oh, I don't know.
You're too tired for it. Go on, you skibbity bop me.
Vape shop. Skibbity bop, name a vape shop.
Amsterdam Vapes across from the Brogue. There you go.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Amsterdam Vapes. Yeah, next to JJ.
Why
Rogers.
Do they call them Amsterdam Vapes? Are the vapes from Amsterdam?
CBD oil, probably, or something like, you know. It's got to do with weed. Because that's all that Amsterdam is known for. Culture yourselves, you uncouth, unwashed.
Yes.
Great unwashed G.
They've got a prostitutes too.
They've got the Rijksmuseum. They've got the Vondelpark. Sorry, the Vondelpark.
Vondelpark.
They've got lots of stuff. It's not just a place for debauchery. It is also a place for culture and lots more.
Next week on Amsterdam Travel.
Yeah. 80s v 90s next week. The proper 80s versus 90s.
Where we decide what decade gets eliminated forever. Let us know why you think the 80s or the 90s should survive. Let us know what movies are brilliant, what songs are brilliant.
TV shows were better in the 80s. Knight Rider.
'90s had Friends. Sopranos started in 99.
Doesn't hold up. No, Friends doesn't hold up. Doesn't hold a candle to it.
Seinfeld.
Family Ties. Seinfeld started in the 80s, 89.
Well, I would say the same thing about Sopranos. You wouldn't say it's a 90s show. You say it's a thousand show because it went
it's
down.
A thousand show.
Simpsons
started in 1988.
But you'd say it's a 90s show.
It's an all-time every show.
No, the first seven seasons. You know,
Baywatch started in 1989.
But it's a 90s one.
Star Trek Next Generation, 1988.
That was 87, actually.
Was it 87?
Next Generation, yeah.
Well, it didn't air in Ireland until 88.
Full of shit. Good luck.
Wikipedia page your ass.
Bye.
Skibbity bop. Name a shop. Skibbity bop. Name a shop. Yeah. What have we got? I'm going to go with O'Leary's Camera World.
Random.